إيه هي علوم الدين؟ by Imam Ghazali. Volume 2, The Book of Worldly Usages. Preface. The Book of Worldly Usages is the second book of Imam Ghazali's world-renowned masterpiece, Ihya Ulumuddin, or The Revival of Religious Learning. This work is an attempt to translate the second part of the Ihya, not too literally, but in substance from the original written in Arabic. The book too deals with worldly usages, etiquettes, manners, rules, and regulations concerning eating, drinking, marriage, earnings, trade, lawful and unlawful earnings, duties towards Muslims, neighbors, servants, slaves, harms and benefits of seclusion and society, journey, music, enjoining good and prohibiting evil, and character and conduct of the Holy Prophet. A literal translation is avoided in order to omit the unnecessary arguments of sects and things prevailing in the world and to omit the sayings of less important sages. But no verse of the Quran or saying of the Prophet has been omitted in this book. I pray to Almighty Allah that He may guide the people of the world in accordance with the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah and the spirit with which the Ihya was written by Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam, a title received by Imam Ghazali, and that which has been said about Ihya. If all the books of Islam were destroyed, it would have been a slight loss if only the Ihya of Imam Ghazali was preserved. Chapter 1, The Rules of Eating and Drinking. All praise is due to God, who conducts the whole creation in an orderly manner, who gives provision according to measure, who increases the strength of animals by food and drink, and who nourishes religion and the good deeds by good foods and drinks. The objective of the wise people of the world is the vision of the Lord in the next world, and the only way to gain it is learning and action, and there is no other way. But it is not possible to stand constantly on them without a healthy body, which is also not possible without food and drink. Such food and drink which are absolutely necessary and which are taken according to prescribed rules. For this reason, some learned sages said that food and drink are appurtenant to religion. God says, eat pure food and do good deeds. 23:51. If a man takes food for helping his learning and actions and the fear of God, his food and drink are considered as divine service. For that, he should not spend his time uselessly and remain busy like a lower being which roams from field to field in eating and drinking. That is an animal. The modes and the ways of food and drinking are the lights of religion. A religious man must stick to these ways and control his passions and greed for food and drink by weighing them in the balance of the Sharia. The Prophet said, a man can acquire virtues in all of his actions, even in a morsel of food, if he lifts it up to his mouth and to the mouth of his wife. Section 1, The Rules of Eating Alone. The rules of eating alone are of three kinds: rules before eating, rules at the time of eating, and the rules after eating. A. Rules before eating. There are seven rules before eating. Number 1. The food must be lawful. God enjoined eating good and lawful food and prohibited bad and unlawful food. There is benefit in lawful food and harm in unlawful food. God says, O believers, don't eat the properties of one another unjustly. 2:188. The root of religion is lawful food, which is the basis of all religious actions. Number 2, the hand should be washed before eating. The Prophet said, wash before eating prevents poverty, and wash after eating prevents frivolous thoughts. Dirts and germs that keep attached in the hand as a result of manual labor can be removed by washing. So wash before eating is necessary as ablution before prayer is necessary. Number 3, the food should be placed on the ground as is the way of the Prophet. Whenever any food was taken by the Prophet, he kept it on the ground as a sign of humility. The Prophet used to not take food in any plate except in a big dish with others. Four things were innovated after the Prophet. A. To eat on tables. 2. To sift foodstuffs by sieves. 3. To use soaps. And 4. To eat to one's heart's content. These things, though not unlawful, are not good for a humble person. 4. One should not take food sitting straight. The Prophet said, I don't leaning as I am a mere slave, and I eat as a slave eats, and I sit as a slave sits. To eat leaning is bad for the stomach. Number 5. One should make niyyah before eating. I eat to gain strength in worship. He will take promise to eat little and not much, as a full belly prevents worship. The more the intention is pure for the religion, the less is the greed for the food. The Prophet said, such a quantity of food is sufficient for a man which can keep his backbone straight. If he is unable to do it, then one part of the belly is for food, one part is for drink, and one part is for breathing. If the niyyah or the intention is true, one should not extend his hand towards his food if he is not hungry. Number 6. Be satisfied with the food served and don't be greedy for varieties of curries. Food is honored only when does not wait for curry. The Prophet said, when the time for the night meal came and the time for the night prayer came, first take meal. Number 7. The more are the people to partake food, the better. The Prophet said, eat all together, as there is a blessing in it. The Prophet used to not eat alone. He said, the food in which many hands participate is the best. B. Rules at the time of eating. Being eating, reciting Bismillah, that is beginning of your eating, recite Bismillah in the name of God and end it reciting Alhamdulillah, all praises due to God. Eat with the right hand and begin and end with salt. Take little morsel, chew morsels well. Don't extend your hand to a morsel till you swallow the previous one. Don't speak of the defects of cooking. The Prophet never did it. When he liked a food, he ate. When he did not like it, he did not eat it. Except fruits, he used to take from the nearest dish on his side. The Prophet said, eat from the side of your front and not from every side, nor from the middle. Don't cut bread or meat with a knife. The Prophet said, cut meat with your teeth. He said, honor the principal foods as God sent them from the blessings of heaven. The Prophet said, if any morsel of food falls down, take it up, clear the dust attached to it, and don't leave it for the devil. Don't wipe your hands with your handkerchiefs till you lick your fingers, because you don't know in which food there is blessing. Don't blow your breath in hot food as it is prohibited, but be patient till it becomes cold. Eat odd number of dates, grapes, and such other fruits which can be counted. Rules of drinking water. Don't drink water at the time of eating except when thirsty. It is better and keeps the stomach sound. Take the name of God and drink slowly. The Prophet said, drink water draught by draught and not a time. Don't drink water standing or lying, as the Prophet prohibited it except for an excuse. Don't throw breath into a pot or a yawn. The Prophet used to recite after drinking the water, all praises due to God, who has made it delicious and sweet by his grace and has not made it either saltish or distasteful for our sins. Drink water with 3 breaths and at the end recite Alhamdulillah as all praises due to God, and at the beginning Bismillah in the name of God. Number C. Rules after eating. Lift your hand before the stomach is filled and lick up your fingers. Then wipe them with a towel and then wash them. Lift up the remnants of the food. The Prophet said, he who eats what lies on the dining cloth will remain safe, will pass this life in solvency, and his children will remain safe. Then pick up then make pick of teeth and don't swallow what comes out of the teeth as a result of a pick. Thereafter, gurgle, lick the dish and drink its water. It has been said that he who licks his dish and drinks its water will get the reward of emancipating a slave, that is, freeing a slave. Express gratefulness to God sincerely for what God has given you to eat and take food as his gift. God says, eat of the good things which I have produced for you and be grateful for the gifts of God. 2 168. Whenever you eat a lawful thing, say all praises due to God, for whose mercy good deeds are completed and blessings descend. O God, give us good food and engage us in good deeds. If you eat doubtful things, then say all praises due to God under all circumstances. O God, let it not lead us towards your transgression. Alter meal, recite chapters Ikhlas and Laylaf. Don't rise up till the dining cloth is lifted up. If you take food in the house of another person, pray for him and say, O God, give him abundant good and give him blessings in what you have provided him. The prophet said, hell is better for the flesh which has been nourished by unlawful food. If you drink milk, say, give blessings in what you have provided us and increase it for us. After meal, recite the following, all praise is due to God, who has provided us with food and drink sufficiently and gave shelter to our leader and chief. Then wash your hands with soap. Section 2. Rules for eating with other people. 1. If there are any elderly or honorable men with you, don't begin eating till he begins. Number 2. Don't remain silent at the time of eating and hold talks. Number 3. Don't wish to eat more than your friend. It is not lawful for you to eat more when food is equally distributed unless your friends give you out of their own accord. Number 4. Eat in such a way that there remains not necessarily necessity of saying to your companions, eat, eat. Eat according to your habit. Number 5. It is no fault for one to wash hands in the dish and for all in the same pot. If the same pot is used by all for washing hands, the rules shall be observed. There should be no spitting in the pot. The chief guest should be honored. Beginning should be made from the right side. The servant should pour water upon the hands and throwing water from their mouths should be slow. Number 6. One should not look at the eating of his companions and should withdraw his hands before his companions finish eating. Number 7, one should not do what appears bad to his companions and talk not words that may offend them. Section 3, hospitality. There is a great merit in showing hospitality and entertainment of the guests. Ja'far as-Sadiq said, when you sit with guests in the dining cloth, sit for a long time, as no account will be taken of that time. Hasan al-Basri said, accounts will be taken of what one spends for himself, for his parents, and for any other people. But not account will be taken for what one spends for food of his Muslim brethren, as God will feel ashamed in taking his account. There are many traditions of this effect. The Prophet said, angels like one till there is food before him. He said, when you Muslim brethren lift up your hands after they finish eating, no account will be taken of one who eats the remaining food. He said, no account will be taken for the food which he gives to his brother Muslim. He also said, no account will be taken for three things. Number 1, pre-dawn tiffin for fasting. Number 2, what is eaten for breaking the fast. Number 3, what is eaten with the brother Muslim. Ibn Omar said, to take good food in journey and to give it to the companions appertain to generosity. Some companions said, to eat together is a sign of good conduct. There is in a hadith, God will say to a man, O son of Adam, I was hungry and you did not give me food. That man will reply, how could I have given food while you are the Lord of the universe? He said, your certain Muslim brother was hungry and you did not give him food. If you would have given him food, you would have reached me. The Prophet also said, honor one who gives, who comes to see you. He said, there are high places in paradise, the outer side of which are visible from the inner side. These are the ones who are the modest in treatment, give food and pray at night when the people remain asleep. The Prophet said, he who gives food is the best of you. He said, if a man gives food to his brother Muslim to his satisfaction and gives him drink till his thirst is appeased, God will keep away from him seven ditches of hell. The distance of every two ditches is the path of 500 years. The rules of eating. Number one, when enter the house of your friend to take your meal, don't enter it suddenly as it is prohibited. God says, don't enter the house of the Prophet at the time of the meal without permission and don't look at the dish of food. The Prophet said, he who joins a feast without invitation is a transgressor. Number two, if a man goes to the house of another man for a necessity, and if then the time of the meal comes, he should not take a meal without being requested. When the host says, take a meal, he should see whether it has been said willingly or out of shame. If it is said out of shame, he should not join it. Number three, it is sunnah to demand food from the house of a close friend. The Prophet Abu Bakr Omar used to go to the house of Abul Haysam and Abu Ayyub Ansari for taking a meal. They used to take meal in the house of the Ansar in the beginning. God said, there is not fault in taking meal in the house of your friends. Once the Prophet took meal in the house of Barira without her permission. When questioned about friends, Hassan al-Basri said, he is a friend to whom mine finds peace and is pleased with. Number four, to present food before the guests. Don't take too much trouble in preparing food. Place before the guest whatever you have got. If you have got no food and also no money, don't run into debt and don't inflict troubles on yourself. If you have got measured food and you have no mind to part with it, it is not necessary to give to a guest. Give better food to your guests than what you eat. A certain sage said, if any of my friends comes to me, I don't care to feed him as I don't inflict any trouble on myself for his sake. I present to him whatever I've got. If I take a trouble, I don't welcome him. If it is said that once Ali bin Abu Talib was invited, he said, I can accept your invitation on three conditions. Number one, don't buy anything from the market for me. Number two, don't hoard up what is in your house. Number three, don't give trouble to your family members. Salman Hazrat said, the Prophet prohibited us to take trouble for a guest for what is not in our houses and ordered us to present before him what is ready. It has been reported of Prophet Jonah that whenever his friends came, that is Yunus alayhi salam, to see him, he used to place before them pieces of bread and vegetables of his garden and say, eat. If God does not curse upon those who take trouble, I would have taken trouble for you. Anas bin Malik said that they used to present before a guest dried bread and dried dates and say, we don't know who is the greater sinner between the two, one who dislikes the food presented before him or one who dislikes to present what is near him. Number five, the guest should not order his host to arrange for a meal or a particular item of food. It causes trouble to the host. There is in a hadith that the Prophet used to like the easier of two things. A certain sage said, feast is of three kinds. Number one, to eat with the poor with israr, that is sacrificing own interest. Number two, to treat with friends with pleasure. Number three, to treat with worldly men with good manners. The host will ask his guests what kind of food he likes. There are merits in giving food to the guests according to the wish of the guests. The Prophet said, the sins of one are forgiven who takes care of the desires of his fellow brother Muslims. God will please one who pleases his brother Muslims. The Prophet said, God writes 1,000 merits and forgives 1,000 sins of one who gives taste to what his guests like. God gives him 1,000 ranks and will feed him 3,000 paradises, Firdaus, Adan, and Khuld. Don't say to the guest, what food shall I bring to you? Present to him whatever food is ready. Sufyan Sa'uri said, when your brother Muslim meets you, don't say to him, what food will you eat? What food should I present to you? A certain Sufi said, when a poor man comes to you, give them food. When the theologians come to you, ask them about their legal decisions. When the learned come to you, show them the praying cloths. Section 4. Rules of Entertainment of Guests. There are 6 rules of entertainment of guests: to invite, to accept invitation, to attend at the invitation, to present food, to take meal, and then to depart. The Prophet said about the entertainment of guests, don't take trouble for a guest except you think bad of him. If he who thinks bad of a guest thinks bad of God, and God also thinks bad of him. He also said, there is no good in one who does not entertain the guest. The Prophet once passed by an owner of many camels and cattle who did not entertain him. A woman who had some goats only entertained him by sacrificing a goat. At this, the Prophet said, look at these two people, and the conduct is in the hands of God. He gives it to whom he is pleased with. Once a guest came to the Prophet, who said, as I have got a guest, tell that Jew to give me a loan, I shall repay it in the month of Rajab. The Jew said, by God, if you do not keep something as pawn, I will not give you a loan. On being informed of it, the Prophet said, by God, I am trustworthy in heaven and trustworthy in the earth. If he gives me a loan, I shall repay it. Take my shield and give it to him as a pawn. Whenever Prophet Abraham wished to take a meal, he used to seek as guests to take a meal with him up to the distance of 2 miles, for which he was surnamed Abu Zayfan, or the father of the guests. A custom of entertainment of the guest is still prevalent by the side of his grave as a commemoration of his attribute. Not a single night passes thereby 1 to 300 guests are not entertained at the grave of Ibrahim. The manager of this place says that up to this day, no night has passed without a guest. The Prophet was once asked, what is faith? He replied, not to be miserly in giving food and in tendering salam. The Prophet said, giving food and praying at night when people remain asleep expiates sins and increases the rank. Being asked about an accepted pilgrimage, that is Hajj, the Prophet said, giving food and talking sweet words. Anas ibn Malik said, angels do not enter a house where a guest does not enter. There are many other traditions regarding the merits of entertainment, to invite and to accept invitations. Don't invite other than religious men, and don't invite the transgressors. The Prophet once asked for a person thus, let your food be eaten by religious men. He said, don't eat except the food of religious men, and don't give your food to be eaten except by religious men, and invite the poor. The Prophet said, the worst fear is that of a marriage. The worst feast is that of a marriage where the rich are invited and not the poor. Don't neglect the relatives in feasts, as neglecting them produces their displeasure and the evils of the tie of relationship. Treat with the friends and the acquaintance in such a manner as no other people are satisfied if special persons are invited. Follow the ways of the Prophet in feeding and incurring the pleasure of the believers. Don't invite such a person who will not join a feast, or guests may suffer owing to this person's presence. Don't invite except one who willingly accepts the invitation. Sufyan Sa'uri said, he who invites a person who does not accept it commits a sin. If the latter accepts the invitation at last, he commits 2 sins, as he comes to him in spite of his unwillingness. If a religious man is fed, it helps his religion. If a sinner is fed, it helps his sin. 5 rules of acceptance of invitations. To accept invitation is sunnah, or the practice of the Prophet. Some say that it is compulsory. The Prophet said, if I am asked to eat a goat's thigh, I shall accept it. There are 5 rules of accepting invitation. Number 1, don't distinguish between the rich and the poor. It pertains to pride and is prohibited. For this reason, those who accept the invitation of the rich in comparison with that of the poor appertain to the class of the proud people and are opposed to the ways of the Prophet. The Prophet used to accept invitations of slaves and poor people. Once Hassan, the son of Ali bin Abu Talib, was passing by a group of poor people who were begging by the side of the path and were eating food in a dusty place. Hassan was riding a camel. He said, "Oh, grandson of the Prophet, join us in our food." He got down at once, sat with them on the ground, ate food with them, and then rode upon the camel and said, "I accepted your invitation. Now accept my invitation." They accepted it and he entertained them on a fixed date. Number 2, invitation should not be refused for distance. There is written in the Torah of the Jews, go to see a sick man even if the distance of 1 mile. Join a funeral prayer even for 3 miles away and meet with a friend for the sake of God even for a distance of 4 miles. The Prophet said, had I been invited to a place in the village of Ghamim, which is several miles away from Medina, I would have accepted it. The Prophet once broke his fast there in Ramadan and made his prayer short. Number 3, don't refuse invitation owing to fast and attend feasts and break fast so as to incur the pleasure of the host, as it brings greater reward than an optional fast. The Prophet said, your brother has taken trouble and you say, I am fasting. Ibn Abbas said, the best virtue is to eat with friends after breaking optional fast. There are signs of entertainment of guests to give antimony and scents or scented oils. Number 4, don't accept invitations where you know or doubt that the food unlawfully earned will be served or irreligious acts will be performed, such as unlawful food and wine will be placed, gold and silver cups and plates will be used, or immoral songs will be sung. Acceptance of invitation is not lawful if the host is a tyrant or a transgressor or an innovator. Number 5, don't accept invitations for satisfaction of the belly but intend to gain strength for acquiring merits in the next world. Be careful of disobeying God. The Prophet said, he who does not accept invitation disobeys God and his messenger. According to this hadith, intend to honor your brother believer, intend to incur the pleasure in the minds of the Muslims. According to this hadith, he who incurs the pleasure of a believer incurs the pleasure of God. Intend to meet a believer in order that you may love him, as the Prophet imposed this condition for it. Thereupon there is meeting with each other and the expense for the sake of God. Intend to be free from defamation, so that it may not be used that it did not attend owing to pride. Don't take pride in it, and don't show bad conduct, and don't hold in contempt your brother Muslims. If one of your above intentions is observed, it will bring you near to God. A certain sage said, I wish to have niyyah or intention in all my actions, even food and drink. The Prophet said, all actions are judged by intentions. Every man gets what he intends. Who immigrates for the sake of God and his messenger, his immigration is for the sake of God and his messenger. He who immigrates for worldly gains or for marrying women will get what he is immigrating for. There is no effect of intention in unlawful things, so don't intend to do an unlawful thing. Rules of joining in fasts. Number 1, when you attend an invitation, don't sit in the middle place and don't occupy the best space. Number 2, don't make delay in attending an invitation, as the guests may be waiting for you. Don't attend it before the fixed time, as the host may not prepare food beforehand. Number 3, don't sit in such a manner as causes inconvenience to other people. If there is any fixed space for you, don't act contrary to it. The Prophet said to remain satisfied with a little space for sitting for the sake of God pertains to humility. Number 4. Don't look towards the place wherein the food comes, as it is against good manners. Number 5. Entertain one who sits by your side and hold talks with him. Number 6. When a guest comes to a host, the host should show to the former the direction of the Qibla, the places of the call of nature and ablution. Number 7. Make delay after meal to wash your hands. Number 8. If you see anything opposed to the Sharia, remove it if you are able to, or else go away expressing your dislike therefor. Presentation of food before guests. There are 5 rules in this. Number 1. Serve food before a guest without delay, as it honors the guest. The Prophet said, let one who believes in God and the last day honor his guest. God said about Ibrahim, Have not the news of the honored guests of Ibrahim come to you? He honored them by placing food before them without delay, and did not make delay in bringing a cooked beef. In another verse, God said, he hurriedly went to his house and brought the food of a roasted calf. 1169. Sage Hatim Asim said, hastiness comes from devil except in 5 cases. These 5 cases are the ways of the Prophet. To give food to the guest. To bury a dead person. To give a grown-up daughter in marriage. To clear off debt. And to repent for a sin. Serve first fruits or fruit juice, if any, as they will help digestion. The Quran also gives the instructions to eat food, fruits first, and from what they like out of fruits. Then God said, and what they like out of the meat of bird. After fruit, meat and sarid, which is a mixture of date and curry, should be served. As the Prophet said, the superiority of sarid over other fruits is like the superiority of Aisha over other women. After that, sweets should be served. To honor the guest by meat is instructed by the Quran while narrating the story of Ibrahim. To serve meat first is a sign of honoring the guest. God said about good things of food, I sent down to you manna, which is a sweet thing, and salwa, which is meat. 2:57. The Prophet said, the best curry is meat. God says, eat out of the good things I have provided to you. 2:168. Meat and sweet things appertain to good things. A certain sage said, sweet things are after food are better than many curries. It is said that green vegetables increase beauty. Number 2, the best food should be served first before the guests so that they may eat with satisfaction. Don't eat much. The habit of voracious eaters is that they first serve inferior food and then better food. This is against the way of the Prophet. It was the customs of early sages that they served all kinds of food before their guests. A menu of food should be given to each guest so that he may know the particulars of food to be eaten by him. The remnants of food should not be taken away till the guests finish eating. Serve before the guests sufficient quantity of food, as it is against gentlemanliness to present insufficient quantity of food before them. One day, varieties of dishes were served before Ibrahim bin Adham. At that time, Sufyan Sa'uri said to him, O father of Ishaq, don't you fear that it is extravagance? Ibrahim said, there is no extravagance in food. Ibn Mas'ud said, we have been prohibited to accept invitation of one who takes pride in giving feasts. Before going, after feast, observe 3 rules. Number 1, it is sunnah to go with the guest up to the door. It is within the ways of the Prophet to go up to the door with the guests. The Prophet said, let him honor the guest who believes in God and the hereafter. The Prophet said, it pertains to sunnah to go up to the door to honor a guest. Abu Qatada reported that when a deputation from Negros of Abyssinia came to the Prophet, he began himself to serve them. His companion said to him, O Messenger of God, we are sufficient for you. He said, never, They honored my companions, and I wish to repay them. B. To welcome guests with a smiling face and with good words, to give them farewell, and to feed them completely with honor. The sage Azui was asked, what is the meaning of honoring guests? He said, to welcome with a smiling face and to use sweet words. Give farewell to the guests with a pleased mind, even though he might have defects. The prophet said, a man can earn the rank of a fasting man and praying man in this way. C. A guest should not leave without the permission of the host and without satisfying him. If you are a guest, don't reside with a host for more than 3 days, as many a time a host is vexed with the guest for a long stay. The prophet said hospitality is of 3 days, and if it is exceeded, it will be considered as an act of charity. If the host requests the guest to stay longer with a sincere heart, it is lawful for him to stay. The prophet said, one bed is for his guests, one bed is for his wife, one bed is for a guest, and the fourth bed is for the devil. Rules and prohibitions in feast. Number one, to avoid eating in markets is good as far as practicable. Ali bin Abu Talib said, God removes 70 kinds of disasters from one who begins eating with salt. He who eats daily 7 dried dates, every worm of his stomach is destroyed. He who eats daily 21 raisins of reddish color will not feel any pain in his body. Meat begets meat. Sarid, that is cooked dates with sugar, is a tiffin of the Arabs. Belly grows large if sweet things are eaten and 2 testicles hang down. Beef creates disease. Milk has got cure. And clarified butter has got medicinal effect. Fat comes out of disease like it. There is no better thing than fresh grapes for a mother who just gives birth to a child. Fish melts the body. Quran reciting and toothstick removes scum. Number two, he who wishes to live long should eat in the morning, eat very little at night, wear shoes, should not entertain a man with clarified butter, should have little sexual intercourse, and should put simple dress. These are the injunctions also of religion. Number three, once the governor of Hijaz said to a certain physician, tell me of such a medicine which I shall use. The physician said, don't marry except a grown-up girl. Don't eat except meat of a stout and strong animal. Don't eat food unless well cooked. Don't use medicine except in illness. Don't eat fruit unless ripe. Don't eat food unless it is chewed well. Eat what you like, but don't drink water after it. Don't eat anything after drinking water. Don't hold up stool or urine. Sleep a little after breakfast and walk a little after dinner before going to bed, but not less than 100 steps. If it is said that urine is held up, it is harmful to the body, just as everything around a stream is destroyed if it is held up. Number four, the rupture of a vein is the cause of a disease, and to give up dinner at night is the cause of old age. A certain physician said to his son, don't go out of the house without eating food in the morning, as there is patience in it and it removes thirst and greed for food. Number five, as a diseased man who gives up patience diet suffers, so a healthy man suffers if he takes a patient's diet. Someone said, he who takes care of his diet has got certainty of no disease and no doubt of sound health. It is better not to be careful at that time of sound health. Number six, it is better to carry food to a house wherein a man has died. When Ja'far bin Abu Talib died, the Prophet said, the family of Ja'far are busy owing to his death and cannot cook. Take to them what they eat, and it is sunnah. Number seven, don't eat food of a tyrant or an oppressor. If there is no alternative, eat a little, but don't eat their best foods. It is reported that when Zunun Misri was sent to prison, he did not take his meal for 3 days. He had a foster sister who sent him food through the guards of the prison. He did not eat it. He sent news to her, your food is lawful, but it has reached me through the hands of an oppressor. This is the height of the fear of God. Number 8, Imam Shafi said, four things make the body strong: eating meat, using sense, taking much bath, and putting on linen clothes. Four things make the body idle: excessive sexual intercourse, too much thinking, too much drinking of water when hungry, and too much pepper. Four things give power of eyesight: to sit towards the Qibla, to use antimony before sleep, to look towards green color, and to keep the clothes clean. Four things reduce an eyesight: to look to unclean and impure things, to see one being hanged, to look at female body parts, and to sit keeping the Qibla behind. Four things increase the power of sexual intercourse: to eat meat of sparrows, to eat big artery fruits, to eat pistachio, to eat water fruit. Sleep is of four kinds: to lie with the belly upwards is the sleep of the prophet, to sleep on the right side is the sleep of the worshippers, to sleep on the left side is the sleep of the rulers, and to sleep upon the face downwards is the sleep of the devil. Four things increase wisdom: to give up useless talks, to clean the teeth, to keep company with the learned and the pious men. Four things appertain to divine service: to take steps with ablution, to prolong prostration, to keep attached to the mosque, and to recite the Quran much. He said also, if a man enters the bathroom after being hungry and makes delay in taking food soon after coming off it, it is wonder that he is alive. If a man eats soon after cupping, it is a wonder that he is alive. He also said, I don't see any better medicine than banfasa for epidemic diseases. Body is to be besmirched therewith, and it is to be taken as a drink. God knows best. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.